Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith, I'm sitting here with my guys, David and Spencer. What's up, boys?
What's going on, man?
Howdy, howdy.
And for Halloween weekend, we got a special treat for everyone. A little guest we wanted to bring on, talk about some TFT and shit. It's your old boy, Dill. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Dylan's my boy that... We've been friends for a long time, good friend of the show, and he's my guy that I go to for pretty much anything Riot. He's been playing a lot of League for a long time. TFT came out, and he jumped right on that. He plays Legends of Runeterra. I know you played a little bit of Valorant, but that's still not kind of your wheelhouse. I know the others are the more strategy games are kind of what you stick to.
Yeah, I actually haven't even tried Valorant. I... didn't download it. I didn't have enough room on the computer.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And you've played some Overwatch and stuff, so I know you're familiar with first person shooters. That's just not usually what you tend to gravitate towards.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not great at it, not since N64.
That's fair.
Well, we all got to play a handful of rounds of TFT, some Teamfight Tactics earlier today with each other, so let's start off by talking about that, because that's just too fun. Get a few friends together and just waste a few hours playing some TFT.
Yeah, I mean, I love TFT. It's I kind of fell off last set, but as soon as this new set came out, it kind of reinvigorated my love for it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was too. I got really into the beginning of last set, and then I just fell out hard. And then this new set came out, and I kind of got back into it. This game definitely comes in waves for me. It's fun, but it only holds my attention for so long. I know Spencer's been kind of the same with it.
Yeah, I played a massive amount of set 3 when it came out, like straight through the end of the first battle pass.
Yeah, I think you and I were playing together a lot for that.
Yeah, we were. After that, I kind of backed off for a while until I heard set 4 came out.
And I really like set 4. This is kind of David's first run at it.
Yeah, I still feel kind of noobly sometimes. Do they have new heroes every set? Do they switch up the heroes?
Yeah, they're different. So sometimes there's the same heroes, sometimes there's new heroes. But Dylan can probably explain a little bit better. It's mostly the synergies that get mixed up. Also heroes, but synergies get mixed up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the heroes, the synergies, but then also the champions get changed. Like, Teemo's different this set than he used to be, and Ahri's different than she used to be. So they'll reuse heroes kind of, I think, to fit the what they're trying to go for within the set.
Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
It seems like, yeah. Like, the heroes, the names, and to some extent, the character models stay the same, but that's about it.
Yeah, and they kind of work those synergies together. So, like, your Fortune synergy, this set is going to have the skins are going to be from League of Legends, but they're like the Lunar Festival skins or whatever they have in League of Legends. So they can get away with using the same champion over and over again and just switch the skins. There's, I don't know, for some champions, there's like a dozen different skins. So that could be a dozen different synergies, a dozen different things, races that it can be. So they really play off of that, and they've done a great job of doing it set to set.
Yeah, I think they kind of go for fan favorites a lot. It seems like they've put in the more popular champs or also champs that are new, and they're trying to I don't know, show off new champions in League of Legends proper, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, just a lot of thematic crossover.
Yeah, and a lot of the items tend to stay the same, so it doesn't get too confusing. Sometimes they change them up, but the item system in this is probably what is my favorite thing out of most of the different auto chess genre games. And I don't know how much of any of you guys have played of like Dota auto chess, the Underlords. but it's quite a bit different, the item system. And I really like the way items work in TFT, the way you stack them. Each person can hold three items. You can't just like move items around willy-nilly. You have to completely destroy that unit to get the items off of it.
Right.
But I think it really gives an edge to the game. You could stack somebody that's not normally a carry. Earlier today, I had a Maokai that was just fucking beefy, and he was my full-blown damage carry as well as being my frontline tank. And that's one thing I really like about this game is the items, and it really changes how your entire comp can work together.
Yeah, and I mean also what you're trying to buff up. If you're trying to buff up one specific carry, you can put in specific synergies even if you don't have a high tier of that certain champion.
Right.
To buff up that one champion, it makes a huge difference sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what are some of your favorite comps this go around that you've been playing a lot of?
So the classic Vanguard Mystic, anything that I can do tanky is always just my favorite, pretty much. As you guys saw, that Kalista,
rude. If I can do,
whether cultist or duelist or cultist duelist, trying to stack her up is always a nice, I don't know, it's nice for the rest of the game. She's strong even level one, just because of how she can bust up the front line.
Yeah, she gets fucking mean.
I was looking at just kind of a breakdown on the app that you recommended, Tactor, Keith, and...
Yeah, actually, Dylan's the one that told me to get that.
There's a number of duelists that are like tier A characters that you can pick up like right at the beginning. Kalista and Yasuo. There was another one. I mean, he's a one star. He's a one coin hero. That's tier A. He'll take you through to the end. He's nasty as himself.
If you could get him stacked and carry him out, like he's definitely necessary if you're gonna build into a Yone, because you want that exile buff, that 80% lifesteal. Dylan had a Yone running earlier that was just stupid. And then in the next game, you had a duelist Yone that was even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, trying to put that duelist on the Yone is just, it's great. Even if it doesn't finish up the 8 duelist synergy or whatever, it doesn't necessarily matter as long as you got extra attack speed plus his innate lifesteal. Yeah, it's
just that buff.
It's nutty.
That's nasty.
So yeah, David's right. Some of those early champs like Yasuo, not only is he really good as a carry if you were able to get him to a 2-star, 3-star early enough and get some items on him, but his synergies are worth keeping around for an entire game. He's not somebody that you usually want to pivot off of unless there's everybody going duelist, which does happen.
Yeah, I mean, with some of the roles that I've seen, it's entirely possible to get a 3-star Yasuo quick.
Pretty fucking quick, yeah.
Very fast, yeah.
And if you get a chosen, that makes that even faster, and your duelists are then beefed up by one.
Yeah, it's nice.
The chosen mechanic is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you want to explain that to us? Because I'm mentioning it, and I don't know if everybody, if they don't know TFT, then... they don't know what that is, this set. So can you explain that to us a little bit, Spence?
Sure. So basically, randomly, it seems, certain champions in your store bar there at the bottom have a specific trait that they get a buff to if you buy them, like, we'll talk about Yasuo. So if it shows up as chosen, it'll be either a +1 to your duelist comp or a +1 to your exile comp.
Which I don't think can happen. So.
I don't think it'll be exile. Yeah, I think it's always duelist for him.
Yeah, would be broken as fuck.
Yeah, there's certain synergies that they don't allow to be chosen for that.
Yeah. Right. But so it's kind of just another strategy you have to think about and build around.
I mean, this game is very much incremental team building between rounds. It's tiny little buffs here and there just to keep your edge over the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And so... I mean, that's what these items play themselves into and stuff. It's it's very interesting from that perspective if you're into that sort of game.
Yeah, and you know, this a lot of like Hearthstone players and card players have transitioned into the auto chess genre. They really link up together in a weird way. You know, take away this live mechanic of watching all these characters battles and turn them into cards. And this is basically a strategy live card game where you're not playing with a pre-built deck. You're building your deck as you go along.
Yeah.
So it's a very similar strategy style game as a lot of the card games out there. So it appeals to a lot of those card game players. I know a lot of professional Hearthstone players hopped on the auto chess genre as it was blowing up and really capitalize on the streaming of that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it does. Speaking of card games, I know Dylan also plays a lot of Legends of Runeterra, and none of us really play it. I played it early in its beta, so
yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about what's going on with that game and what you like about it, what you don't like about it, and such?
Yeah, I mean, I never really played a whole lot of Magic. Josh tried to get me into Magic multiple occasions, but it just seemed like a huge time investment, you know. It was like such a long-standing game, you know. It just seems very overwhelming to like just pick up and get to a point where I could compete with my friends.
Yeah, definitely.
So I kind of never really played it a whole lot. Then I don't know. One night I was laying in bed and I saw that Runeterra just launched their mobile app. And I was like, well, I might as well try it out. They're offering like free loot for League of Legends stuff for right now. So I tried it out and I like it. League of Legends proper is pretty much my my number one and has been for close to a decade now. So I don't veer off of my path very much, so I kind of go in Runeterra kind of like TFT and spurts here and there, but lately I've been really into it. They put out these new cards. I was looking around at some like content creator like YouTubers and looking up some builds, and I found this like Tahm Kench Soraka deck, and basically you use a landmark, which is like a new kind of card that other people can attack, unless you have a spell specifically for it, and it gives you an alternate win condition. This one is if you heal allies up to 22 health, you win the game. So basically, you just put out a line of people, and you put out this this landmark early as possible, and you take damage and it heals you up little by little, and then you just win because you just have them attack you, and it's super troll, and it's great.
Sounds cool. I'm looking at a tier list right now, and that looks like a pretty high tier. It would probably be like A tier, some S tier stuff, like a Swain TF, I guess.
Yeah. That stuff's that's a pretty nutty bunch of
folks. And I'm looking at these and I don't quite understand, so try and explain a little bit to me like how the champions work in this, because I'm trying to remember and I don't really are they just cards that you get in your deck? Do you randomly draw into them? Can you just play your champion cards when you have enough mana? How does that work?
So you can have three cards. For each different kind of card, you can have three different copies of them in your deck. You have decks of 40 cards. You can only have six champion cards. Any mix of champions. I think for any competitive, unless it's like a wonky mode, you have to have only two different regions as well.
Okay.
And then those champions.
So that would be like your colors in Magic is kind of like what the regions are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the resource system?
It's per level. It's mana gems, and so you go level one, you get one, level two, you get two, and so on.
Just like Hearthstone.
Oh, okay. Very
similar to Hearthstone.
And so then, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
But then if you don't use your mana, you can save up to 3 mana for spells, and that's your spell mana bag. So you can have up to 13 mana total to spend on spells, 10 total to spend on champions.
Okay, interesting.
And this is one thing that I don't know how well you'll be able to explain it, but I did find interesting what they did with this part of a card game that would be way different for like Spencer and David, who are so used to Magic, is the turn system, because they're like rounds basically, right? So you'll be going first on this round, and then you have a set amount of moves that you can make, and they can respond to that, and then it'll switch where they're going first, right? I know that's a weird basic explanation of it, but it's like a weird round-based system, right?
Yeah, you go back and forth. Every round the other person starts, you get the attack token. There are ways to attack when it's not your turn, but in general, whoever starts the round has the attack token, and both people have to pass consecutively to end the round. So you can play as many cards as you want as long as you have mana, even if the other person is passing.
That's interesting. And flipping who goes first each time is definitely foreign to me, but I could see how it's a way to kind of eliminate that, you know, the edge that whoever, you know, goes first in Magic has.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I worded that kind of wrong. It's better said there's an attack and defense both one of you's gonna, so it's kind of similar to Magic, like the stack of Magic, but it's more blatantly laid out into specific steps rather than you just kind of know how the stack works in Magic. You know what I mean?
Okay. Very cool.
So yeah, that's an interesting game. I think both Spencer and David would really dig on it. It is taken mobile by storm. It is, I think, Riot's most popular mobile game, even over TFT.
That wouldn't surprise me. So I see a lot of people from Brazil playing it. I see a lot of people in Asia playing it, just because of the usernames. And there's no chat system, so you just play worldwide, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
How does the economy work? Like getting cards, like are there packs you buy?
So that's it. So it kind of gives them to you by firm playing, and then you get gems from winning games and completing your missions, and you can use those gems to buy cards. There's these things, they call them expeditions, and they give you 3 sets of random cards. It'll be like, you know, a champion and 2 other cards each. And then so you pick one of those, and then you pick your second champion, and then you just pick a bunch of cards to fill in your deck. And then you go, you try to win 7 games. You can't lose 2 in a row throughout this expedition, and you get a bunch of loot.
Like a draft, kind
of. Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do that to play a bunch of different stuff that you don't own. But then, just by playing a fair amount, I've got a ton of cards. I mean, I pretty much any time I see a deck that I want to buy cards for, I have the gems to buy them.
Cool.
That's cool. So you don't really have to like pay into it to get like all the cards or anything.
No, I haven't spent any money, and I have easily more than half, probably more than 2/3 of the champion cards, and all the other accompanying cards are pretty cheap. So it's the champions and the like epic cards that are the ones that are high value and harder to get. But you get a couple so if you're playing a couple days a week and finishing your missions, usually get a couple or three different champions or randomly assigned champions or whatever champion you want kind of card token.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to have to start playing more of because I think that is like a great mobile game is a quick card game because they move pretty quickly. And I guess their mobile setup is just fantastic how they did it with this card game.
Yeah. It's easy to use.
It's super easy to use. And they have a really good tutorial system too. It's kind of what got me hooked. I just did all the tutorials. It gives you a bunch of XP to do the tutorials. So I was able to like buy new cards and, you know, it felt satisfying. It didn't feel like it was going to have to be a terrible grind to be able to actually buy cards.
Excellent. Well,
and it looks like there might be a mobile version of League coming soon. I'm downloading it. Yeah,
it's called Wild something. It's like a different Wild Rift. It's going to be a different version of League. It's not going to be full-blown League. I don't think it'll be like cross-platform. I think it's going to be like a mobile version, a separate game, but it is going to be a MOBA. So
interesting.
Yeah, they were talking about that a while ago. That's due out next before their fighting game. I know Riot has a fighting game coming out as well. So yeah, they've got a handful of things that yeah, Wild Rift is it should be end of this year, right? It should be coming soon. You said you're downloading it. Is it beta?
There's an option to pre-register in the App Store, but I don't see a date here as far as when it's releasing.
Okay, so I'm expecting sometime by the end of this year then. Well, cool. Moving on from that, let's get to your bread and butter. And something that you're going to have to school us on again, Dylan, is just vanilla League of Legends. I know you play a ton of this. I've played some. I think David and Spencer have played a bit, but none of us are...
The tiniest bit.
I was going to say, I think I played one round and then played TFT continuously after that.
I've played quite a bit more than that. I've played a lot of League in my day, but nowhere near what Dylan's seen. So kind of give us a breakdown of what's happening in League of Legends these days. What's the meta comps like? What's going on?
So, there's a new ADC that's banned 80% of 75-80% of games right now.
That's usually how it goes when someone's first released. Samira?
Samira, yeah. Okay. And she gets she has a targeted dash through a teammate or enemy, so it can be used as an escape or a attack. She doesn't have a cooldown on her ult. She just has to have style points. So if you get, I think, 6 hits or basic attacks or spells on somebody, and she can use her ult, which is basically a Katarina ult or a flurry of shots that go in every direction around her.
Can it be interrupted?
I don't think can be interrupted.
Oh man, that's fucked up.
I think she can be CC'd to where she can't move during it, but I don't think it can be interrupted. I could be wrong though.
Okay.
She also has basically what amounts to a Yasuo wind wall, but it goes all the way around her and it disintegrates any projectiles that go through it.
All the way around her?
All the way around her.
That's messed up. Like they're going back to the easy ways. They were making champions that were hard. Like when Yasuo came out, figuring out that wind wall was hard, and the people that were good at it were gods.
Well, I mean, I will say she is pretty hard to play. I've played her a couple or a few times.
Okay, so you're not just going in and button mashing and face rolling.
No. Okay. But once you get the hang of her, she is totally broken. She's very overtuned.
Yeah, I'm seeing a 10.5% ban rate right now.
Wait, 10.5%?
That's what this is saying.
Oh, that's a lot less than it was shit, maybe it was like a week ago. Well, she's banned 100% of my games.
So I don't have to worry. This is about like all league. I'm pulling this from rankedboost.com, so I'm sure they're taking like massive numbers. So yeah, depending on your elo, what are you sitting at right around gold
one yeah, these days? I'm gold in gold two right now. Okay. I was in promos for plat once this season and went on a massive losing binge, and
that's the way she goes.
Yeah, I haven't really been playing a whole lot of ranked. Ranked season's over in a couple weeks, and I'd like to say that I'm gonna do a push and be responsible and like play champions that I have high win rates on. Nunu, cough cough, but he's just not as fun as some other champions, and I've just been having fun with some other champs, so I guess that's what we play for.
Well, I mean, Nunu was that fun champ for you for a while, you know, that you were getting good with, and then it just got old. I don't know. Yeah. You've done that with many a champ, I'm sure. Just you're playing one really hard, and that's your winner, your bread and butter, but this shiny new champ over here is a lot of fun to play because it's new to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And when they redid Nunu, like Nunu just got fucking crazy when they redid him.
And in fact, I did play, after we played TFT earlier today, I did play a Nunu game. I did play a ranked Nunu game, and I played pretty poorly, unfortunately.
Oh, bummer.
As it goes.
So what are you doing with Nunu? You jungling, you top?
Jungling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a new build that came out not new. It's been out for a few months, but you build him AP and you go mid lane, and you just you build a bunch of magic damage, you roll your snowball through and destroy, like clear a whole minion wave, and then you just go roaming.
Okay.
So you basically avoid fighting the enemy completely and make it so that their turret slowly loses health from minions hitting it.
Yeah, he got pretty rude after his remake.
But I play the tried and true tanky, team fight oriented, peel for your carry kind of style of Nunu. So.
Yeah, not nearly as trolly as some people get with Nunu.
Yeah.
Still trolly, but not nearly as trolly.
Exactly.
I don't know. If you really want to troll, you'll just go Bard or something like that.
Yeah. Also something I've been doing a fair amount of lately.
Yeah. You playing that still a good amount of support then?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been playing pretty much everything. I've even been playing mid lane, which is traditionally the role I never play.
Yeah. Everybody played it back in the day, so it wasn't like available to anybody.
Yeah, true. Yone is one of the newest champs as well, so that's who I've been playing mid lane, Yone and Kassadin.
Oh, nice.
It's been my jam lately. Yone's a lot of fun to play. He's kind of got a similar play pattern to Yasuo. You have to proc your Q ability on something twice, and then you have a knock up tornado and dash with it, so it's a lot of
fun. I think I've seen some Yone play and he looks pretty nutty, like he can I think he's another one that's banned a lot right now too. He's he's still pretty fucked up.
Yeah and I don't even think he's terribly OP. He's just really hard to play against if you don't know how he works and if you haven't internalized his abilities. So
yeah.
Now that I've played a bit of Yone, I know kind of what to look for, when he's going to do some stuff, and you can really counter his attacks if you're expecting them.
Well, that's the name of the game when it comes to League of Legends, is the fucking subtleties of this game, man. Like, knowing that when this champion is turning around and making this motion that it's going to be this animation and I need to sidestep so I can counter with this, like some of the fast processing that you have to do, as well as the extreme patience it takes to play this game. It's a hard game. It's not easy.
Yeah. And with, I mean, items, and speaking of items, season 11's around the corner, and this season is touted to be the biggest changing season of League of Legends history. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember when they completely revamped the entire Rift. That was massive. They redid the dragon. They added better Baron. They did Rift Herald. They've been doing so much. So if it's going to be that big of a change, then that's going to be some shit.
Yeah. So so they've come out with some of these new the whole item system's different. Everything's getting changed up. There is way too much to really like go over fully, and nobody really wants to hear fully about it, but I can post a video to the Discord. I've been watching in 20 minute segments of like all the different reworks. It's like an hour long video of breaking down all of the new items in detail. But some of the highlights is assassins are going to be really busted. ADCs have a mythic item that you can dash with now, so you basically get an extra flash.
Cool.
There's some really, really strong looking mythic items, and basically everything's becoming OP. Like everything's gonna be OP. So I have a feeling it's gonna be kind of rough for players who aren't doing super well, and gonna be good for players who are really good.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, maybe it'll give an edge to the players that aren't playing very well. Who knows? But that's really cool. And yeah, definitely share that video. If you're interested in checking that out, come into our Discord. Take a look at that. Man, that sounds cool. I might have to start playing some League again. I know you and Aaron have been doing quite a bit, but I don't know. You're kind of the League of Legends rock star. I don't know if I could compete for your time in that game. You got like
come on down. We've been playing a bunch of custom games too. A bunch of custom ARAMs with just the draft pick Howling Abyss.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're always looking for homies to come in. We have like a pretty huge variety of skill levels. You'd be totally fine.
I don't know. I always think I'd be totally fine, and I start out playing, and it's like, oh yeah, I could do this. And we get halfway through a game, it's like, man, I'm just kind of wandering around with my thumb up my ass, not knowing what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh, fair enough. It is it's a demanding mistress.
But yeah, I should start playing again, especially if they're gonna make some big changes. I think that'll be a lot of fun to get into. And with this mobile game coming out, we're all going to have to try and check that out probably. Hopefully, sometime soon. We'll keep an eye on that. I'll try and find something to post in the Discord about that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Do that.
Dylan? Yo, boy, Dill? Yeah. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me babble at everyone for about League of Legends. It was fun.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be playing some TFT sometime soon, I'm sure. And like I said, I'll be getting on that League of Legends with you soon as well. You boys got anything else? You got any news for us, Spencer?
I did actually have a few quick things we can run through.
All right.
Before we sign off.
Yeah, good call.
What do we say? Last week we talked about 2K Games putting unskippable ads in NBA 2K21.
Yeah.
They walked it back.
They walked it back. Yeah.
They tried claiming it was a bug.
They did the same thing with UFC. Like, how can they do this two games in a row? They're just like getting people used to it. I think they're just like edging people into this.
Yeah. So that's shitty, and I'm glad they walked it back. But it's only a matter of time before they try that again in some other game. The Oculus Quest 2 headset came out. What, like a week ago, maybe a week and a half, something like that.
Is that the wireless one?
Yeah, that's the standalone that you can also plug in to be, so it'll work as a PC VR headset too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, since Oculus is now owned by Facebook, they're making it mandatory to have a Facebook account to use.
Bullshit.
I heard that they were. So also canceling pre-orders. If people were deleting Facebook, your pre-order was canceled for the Oculus.
It gets worse. If you have a Facebook account and a Quest 2 and you buy games and stuff, then you delete your Facebook account, you lose everything you bought for it.
Wow.
So that's unfortunate, especially for such an...
I mean, I imagine somebody will figure out a hack around that soon enough,
right? I would hope so, but you never know.
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
Fuck Facebook.
Netflix is making an Assassin's Creed live action show.
Ooh. Assassin's Creed, that'll be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, because the movie was not great.
Yeah, that's a cinematic as fuck game. And the movie is forgettable at best. I forgot there was even a movie, so
that makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, movie? What?
I made an Assassin's Creed movie. It's the St. Louis, everybody forgot about it real quick, just like Prince of Persia, and
it had Magneto in it, right? What's his name?
Yeah, that guy.
Ian McKellen?
Not old Magneto. No. Young Magneto.
Oh. Yeah, that guy.
Inferior. here's a stupid one. Xbox is releasing a Mandalorian-themed controller. To go with the show, the second season of the show coming out.
Oh, to get money out of people.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really cool. It comes with a really cool, like, docking station. But
well, David's really into docking.
He is very much. But it's not coming out till December, so like 2 months after the show. And it's not even going to be a Series X controller. Like, it doesn't, like, it's not the updated design for the new generation of controllers.
Well, that was really dumb.
It's fucking stupid, right? Last but not least, a couple of game delays. Magic Arena Mobile got delayed until early 2021. It was supposed to come out in the next month or so, and it got delayed. So that's unfortunate.
That one hurts a lot too.
Terra and Teamfight Tactics and Hearthstone all have mobile clients.
Yeah, hopefully they get that going soon, because they're missing out on a big market there without a mobile card game.
Yeah, they really are.
So that one's delayed. And then finally, the most hurtful delay is Cyberpunk 2077 has once again delayed another 3 weeks.
There's no point to living anymore. We might as well just kill ourselves.
We just got a bunch of snow. I'm going to pull a Cartman and just go bury myself in the snow for the next month.
So current release date as of now is now December 10th. And that's it. That's all the news. There's no more gaming news this week.
No more news. All right. Now I can actually do this. Follow us on Twitter. Come join our Discord. Check out everything we got on here. You can talk to our guest, Dylan. He's part of the Discord. He's hanging out in here. You could talk to us if you want, but we're not as cool as Dylan. Thanks for coming by again, Dyl.
Dude,
really appreciate it.
This was a blast.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's fun having you. We'll have you back on again soon, I'm sure. And yeah, that's it. Everybody have a good week. We'll catch you next week.
Play us out, David.
Do 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 do. I barely remember that tune.
All right, bye.